They walked along the grassy bank in silence then, to where it rose up above the line of chimneys sunk in the earth. From here they had a panoramic view across the island, and Enzo felt the comforting warmth of the sun on his face. He tried to imagine the encounter here that day. How had Kerjean reacted? He was known for his violence and his foul mouth. Had he said or done something that had prompted the reclusive Killian to seek revenge in some way? "What was it that first pointed investigators in Kerjean's direction?" he asked. "Well, it was a strange situation," the adjutant gendarme said. "Killian was found by his cleaning lady the morning after the murder. She called the gendarmerie, quite hysterical. A radio call went out to a couple of officers who were down at the harbour in the van. By the time they got out to Killian's house, Kerjean was already there." Enzo turned to look at him, surprised. "What was he doing there?" "I told you he was a stringer for the newspaper West France. He said that as a matter of habit, he was always tuned into police frequencies and heard the radio call going out to our officers. Told us he'd driven straight out there. Murder en gros. He could sell the story all over France." "So he got to Killian's place before the police?"
"Yes," Guégan pulled a face, "which provided a very convenient explanation for his fingerprints being found on the gate and a muddy footprint in the garden. And as I told you, island officers in those days had no idea how to treat or secure a murder scene, so all sorts of people had tramped all over it before senior investigators arrived from the mainland." He shook his head. "There was hell to pay, I can tell you. And, in the end, it probably cost us the conviction."
"What other evidence was there against Kerjean?"
"You mean other than his lack of alibi, his murder threats against Killian, and the item of personal property we recovered from the scene?"
Air exploded from between his lips in remembered frustration.
"Damn it, Monsieur MacLeod. If our people hadn't been so inept, there's no way Kerjean would have got away with it."
"Tell me."
"With it."